Off air, not off color.
Yes, there you go. There you go. Oh, before we go to Ken, about to go to Ken the caller, the name for this hour's name game, Jada Pettis. Jada Pettis, you need to call 396-5477 for your chance to qualify to win a 65-inch Sony TV, smart TV, tri-luminous display, state-of-the-art television here, folks, from Cohen's Electronics. This is all part of the name game. So again, Jada Pettis. Call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this amazing TV courtesy of Cohen's. And as promised, here's Dr. Ken.
Hey there, Joey.
Hey, Ken.
And Alva. And I'm sure, Joey, you realize that, that not only a hard right winger, which I certainly identify with and am proud to claim occupancy of that basket, along with all the deplorable, and I'm working on being irredeemable. But I'm sure you know that this guest brings along with him a lot of famous politicians, and it was nice to hear from Hogdole and Governor Wallach. Incidentally, nobody, including Gary Sinise or anybody else, has played him any better than Alva did. A decade and a half ago in Clayton.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ken. That's right. It was the play Wallace, the Clayton Years, and it was really focused around the 58 gubernatorial campaign, the only one in which Governor Wallace was not successful and was defeated by then Attorney General John Patterson.
Remember it well, and I'm not talking about the play.
I came along. I'm the same age as the youngest daughter, Lee. So we were in same grade at Alabama together and same age. So she came along right after that initial run and was part of a baby in the 62 campaign.
Yeah, great family.
Absolutely.
I would like to hear, since we have a mayoral election that we're right in the middle of, I'd like to hear what Mayor Palmer has to say about it. And appreciate you being on.
Appreciate you, Ken. Any candidate tells you as mayor that he's going to fix educational system in Montgomery, he's got to be honest with you, because the mayor doesn't have a single iota of control other than placing police officers there for protection and to make sure that the students have public safety there in the facilities. Now, when it comes to a bully pulpit, which I enjoyed for a number of years as mayor, we did talk about the need for the improvement in education, because the commander Maxwell said, where are they going to send the kids to school when they come here to Montgomery? They're certainly not going to send them to a substandard school, so they've got to have some answers there. Or Maxwell eventually may look somewhere else to locate, and that would be a disaster.
That's so good. It's good. And I heard a story about you, Mayor Fulmer. Years ago when Reagan visited town, you had a whole arsenal in your back, trunk ready to go to defend the president. Freaked out the Secret Service there, I think.
Well, there's no substitute for gun power, and we had 45s encased in body. And so had there been an incident, it would not have lasted long.
So good. And, folks, to me, I'm 30. So, and I'm mostly, my wheelhouse, my bailiwick is more national politics, sure, political theory, that sort of stuff. But as I've gotten a little older and gone through my 20s, I've become more and more fascinated by the stories of Alabama in particular, of Montgomery even more so, and like where I come from, like in terms of the political culture. And I'm just learning slowly but surely.
I think there's something you would enjoy significantly. There is a PBS, I believe it was, public television special, generated a number of years ago, called Asa Carter, The Reconstruction of Asa Carter. And you can Google it and it'll come right up. Asa's the guy that wrote Governor Wallace's inaugural speech, the initial one. And he said that that he later wrote the outlaw Josie Well. So it's amazing the transformation. But he advocated some, not Governor Wallace, but Asa Carter advocated some positions that were pretty extreme and not palatable for most decent people.
Sure.
But but his ability to write goes on and is shown with the with the writing of Outlaw Josey Well, and then later the education of Little Tree.
So I'm, and that's fascinating because in this day and age, this thing called cancel culture, where people are going back, especially with like old tweets and everything's documented online now.
Yeah,
it like it's almost like nobody like there's. There's no such thing as sin, but everybody's a sinner, and no way you can be redeemed. So if we find anything wrong about you, like,
it's a gotcha mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And we have these days. It's a gotcha, and everybody's going to slip up, and even whether your intention is to say something wrong or it's innocent, it still can be. It's kind of like the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, not the Southeastern Conference.
Right.
You can be negligently criminally liable.
Right.
You can just mess up.
Right. And you're not even intended.
You know, exactly.
Things we have done and left undone, so to speak, if you might hear in church.
Done.
But here, let's take this quick break. We have weather and more coming back. More news and views. Joey Clark, Alpha Lambert in studio. Number is 272-9228. We'll be right back.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The heat is on for the next several days, and that spells some record heat. Today, high temperature in the upper 90s. We should easily break the record of 94 from 2016. Rain chances are about 10% today and really the next few days. Then tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, high temperatures in the upper 90s each day, and that takes us through the end of the month. And each day, record highs should be either tied or broken. That's going to be an incredible string of records, and the rain chances remote. Right on through Monday, at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
The Feedlot and Pike Road is wide open for business. Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's Deer Feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. The Feedlot in Pike Road.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 158-6368 and Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, number is 272, alongside me in the studio now, because Jack Campbell, he's a big television star.
I know.
We've got Alva Lambert in studio.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, this is fun. I'm slowly but surely getting to know you. Like I said, I'm learning.
Getting to know you. You have great musical skills too.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a hobby. Yeah. I don't venture myself an expert or anything. Just something to have a little fun. But it's somebody called off air, and I'm already getting all these requests because you know a lot of people. You do a lot of impressions. Tell me about Shorty Price. He was a cheerleader or something. I remember. What was
well,
it?
Well, now Shorty was actually a political character. Mm. He was from Louisville, Alabama, which is in Barber County, and Louisville is in between Clayton and Clio. Clio is further south toward Ayrton. That's the birthplace of Governor Wallace, and then Governor Wallace later in life went to Clayton when he was an attorney and a circuit judge. And Shorty went to Alabama, and he just never really quite was able to meet expectations in terms of academics or whatever, and he never really was successful in terms of his legal practice. But he was so colorful, though. He was an Alabama legend in terms of politics, and he was an extremely vertically challenged individual. I'm not a skyscraper by any stretch, and neither was Governor Wallace, but Shorty was maybe 5 foot or below.
So it
maybe
wasn't
4'7".
It was an ironic name.
No,
he was
no.
actually Shorty.
He actually was Shorty. That's how he got it. He was very redheaded and cherub-faced. Now, the redness may not necessarily be from his complexion so much as from his imbibing.
Yeah, the day drinking.
Yeah, he was very Irish.
Indeed.
And he always had a stubby cigar. And Shorty would go around to pep rallies at different high schools, and he would have these pictures that were made up. Coach Bryant had written a book, and he was at a book signing when Shorty gave somebody a camera and interjected himself beside Coach Bryant in his Roll Tide outfit. And then later, Shorty wrote a book, and he gave those publicity pictures out with him and Coach Bryant, and he would sign. The inscription was "Author meets author." So he was a character. He talked like he was real stubby. He was short, and he didn't really have a great appreciation for a lot of political leaders, particularly Governor Wallace, because Governor Wallace got all the success.
Well, right, and it's amazing to me that everybody acts like everything's so new today, and social media is new, all this stuff is new, but the larger-than-life persona is not new. In fact, that's the way I think
it's
you
diminished.
Work yourself.
It is let me tell you, characters, you were talking about not being so much involved in state politics,
right,
more interested toward a national proclivity, and that is because in the days prior to so much media saturation, you had people that went around on flatbed trucks and had they had to get musical talent to precede them. In fact, in 58, Minnie Pearl was one of the largest people from the Grand Ole Opry that supported Governor Wallace in his campaign in 58. And flatbed trucks and stringed instruments, string groups, and you try to draw a crowd.
Right.
And because you wanted to get your message out there and get known, but you didn't have... Not only was social media not in existence, it was extremely difficult to get network exposure.
Like airtime, yeah.
Airtime.
So you really just had to be a larger-than-life personality and be able to literally press the flesh, see people, and go see them in person.
No question.
Yeah. I think it's somewhat of a lost art. Like, I watched some of these politicians, on the stump in Iowa and New Hampshire, and they're wooden is the word that comes to mind.
Elizabeth Warren. Oh, I saw her the other day and looked like she was going to break in two when somebody hugged her. She's very stoic.
Yes, and well, and every time she gets like yes. really worked up,
yeah,
and the voice starts to get a little higher. I'm like, is that her mouth talking or the vein coming out of her head?
Hyperventilating.
Right there? Yeah, I'm like, I hope you don't have an aneurysm there, Liz. Pocahontas. By the way, one of my favorite Trump moments, it was a year or two ago, where he's in a press conference, I think, at the base of Trump Tower. He's like, oh, did you see what Pocahontas said today? What Pocahontas said today? And from the back of the room, a female reporter goes, that's very offensive.
I saw that.
That was offensive. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you're offended. Anyway, Pocahontas said.
Next.
Next. Like, I don't care if it's offensive. But here, let's quickly go to the phones and talk to Joel, Alvin. Hey, Joel, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. You got a prankster on your show today. Alva one time called up Governor Hunt and made like he was Governor Wallace, had Governor Hunt all excited. I'm talking about Governor Wallace calling him and all.
Yeah, but Alva, Joel, it was on April 1. It was April Fool's Day, and Stan McDonald got me to do it. He was in Governor Hunt's administration like you were, and it was related to John Grenet, and that's all I'll say.
Yeah. Hey, he also mocked, you don't know who Santa Hinton Mitchum is, but he was mocking him one day, and Santa Mitchum, came up behind him. Nobody said nothing and let him kill him, go on with his speech, you know.
Yeah, Hinton was a legend from Marshall County.
Yeah, he was. But it's good to hear your voice. You got a good man there with you, Alva.
I do, Joe.
Joe is a good fella.
He is. He is. And you know something about those guys named Joey and Joel are pretty good folks.
Oh, yeah, I think so. If I can say that so humbly, absolutely,
hey,
I agree.
I want to tell you, you're talking about flatbed trucks now. Jim Folsom Sr., when he was running, there was a panel truck that come by our house with the loudspeaker on it that played Y'all Come. That was Big Jim's song, I think.
Yeah, I remember that. And then at 62, when it was Wallace and DeGraff and Reed and Folsom, the Wallace mantra was, Big Jim said, y'all come, and you see who came. Adam Clayton Powell came to your governor's mansion and drank corn whiskey.
Hey, let me tell you a story about Big Jim. Now, I don't know if this is true, but they said this is why they started the parole board, said, Big Jim had a farmer come to the mansion and asked about getting his son out of prison. Big Jim said, well, I don't want to talk about that. Let me show you a mule I got. Took him out back and said, that mule's for sale for $250. And the man told Big Jim, said, I can get a mule just like that, Governor, for $50. And Big Jim said, with your son behind it. So he wasn't selling bond pardons and parole, but he was selling high-priced
music. There was no quid pro quo, I'm sure.
Yeah, sure. No,
but
no,
anyway, y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Joel. Good to hear from you.
Okay.
Well, the big teeth. Thank you, Joel. Appreciate it. 272-922 is the number. And guess who just called that number, Alva?
I have no idea.
The big movie star himself, Jack Campbell. Hey, Jack.
Yes, how you doing?
Yes, sir. How you doing, cuz?
Yes, sir. Governor, John Grenier was a great man.
He had a manufactured laugh.
Yeah, he would go, I couldn't stand him.
I know,
but
you
anyway,
couldn't.
Oh, my God, I couldn't stand him.
How about
anyway,
Lynn? How about Lynn Grenier?
No, she's another one.
Ooh.
That's the meanest woman ever was created. thank you for pinch hitting today.
My pleasure. We'll do it more often if you are so inclined.
Yeah, well, I want to be on there when you're there sometime, so we won't limit it to days that I can't be there, but we're about to tape the TV show, but I want to call you and thank you.
You're welcome. You tell those liberals we're going to stand up for what's right.
On the agenda today, they want to talk about the Trump impeachment,
and
I'm sure I will be out-shouted 3-1, but anyway.
They're salivating over this thing, and I like what Mitch McConnell said. They've had an impeachment obsession for the entire duration since the election.
Oh, no, it's such a waste of taxpayer money and resources. And I read the whole transcript. Joey pulled it up yesterday. There's nothing to it. I mean, it's a mere suggestion. It was kind of like, how about looking into this? It didn't say, how about looking in this, or I'm going to withhold this aid to your country. It was just, how about look into this?
Right.
Well, and it's just absurd when you put it in plain language. The Democrats are calling Donald Trump corrupt because he was investigating corruption.
Let me flip
the scenario and had one of Donald Trump's sons been on a presidential or vice presidential plane going to another country to conduct business, there would be absolute gnashing of teeth, rendering of clothes,
yes,
screaming bloody murder. That this is using the public office for personal gain. Correct?
Exactly. And nobody's bringing that up.
Oh, it will.
Flies his son on using a government plane.
I think that's the brilliance of Trump.
To negotiate a deal. Yeah.
I think that's the brilliance of Trump. It may have been intentionally done, and he probably found a whistleblower to do it.
He may have. He's smarter than all of them put together.
Yeah.
He's
not the smartest man on this TV show, as the governor told him on Meet the Press.
Lawrence Spivak.
Yes.
Well, y'all have a great show, and thanks for filling in.
My pleasure, Jackson. See you soon.
See you tomorrow, Jack.
All right, Joey. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, News and Views with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, now Alva Lambert. And I hope you are a regular. This is going great. We're very much a like mind. This part of the program, folks, where we hit a break, 272-9228 if you want to join in. But if you need trouble, well, if you have trouble with your bowl, you need to call Cole, 279-8919. Cole is number one in the number two business, founded in Montgomery, Alabama here in 1977. Cole Plumbing has been in the business providing great plumbing services at fair prices for customers all over the river region. Well, now for 41 years?
Yeah, it's a long time. Yeah.
42 years, 42, really, going on. Mm-hmm. They take pride and care in the work they do, and they have this proprietary pipelining technology, so they don't have to dig up your backyard, your front yard.
I love that scream they have in the commercial.
Right? Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to dig. Ah.
It's great stuff. They really do specialize in plumbing repairs, and they're not going to be too invasive in the process because of this great technology that I'll bring to bear. Also, ask them about their tankless water heaters, and again, folks, remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Again, 279-8919, 279-8919. You know, it's officially fall on the calendar.
Yeah, right.
But I've been playing this song because I'm still melting like an ice cream
Eskimo.
Castle. Yeah, like an Eskimo in the heat of summer.
Yeah.
It is still so hot out there. We need summer leap. But we'll be back, folks. 272-9228.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
It's CBS Premiere Thursday, starting with the Young Sheldon season premiere.
That's a great idea.
Plus, it's the series premiere of The Unicorn, a new comedy about moving on.
You need to start dating.
With everything that I have going on?
You have nothing going on.
And after the season premiere of Mom, catch Patricia Heaton in the series premiere of Carol's second act.
You're that intern.
Yes, I'm the old intern.
Followed by the series premiere of Evil, CBS Tonight.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Welcome back to News and Views. Joey Clark, Alva Lambert here in studio. Calling numbers 272-9228. Now, Alva, I want to get into something that I was mentioning in the opening monologue, and you brought up as before we even started talking here on air. Is this whole impeachment thing? It seems like the way this, I think, will play out is it sounds like Trump encouraged this whistleblower.
It's like a fishing trip. He put this bait out there, and they took it. Running with it, you know.
Right, because number one, it's going to make all the Democrats look like far-left opposition radical party. They don't want to get things done. They've been wanting to, as Rashida Tlaib said when she first came, we're going to impeach the mofo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's really been their agenda. They've just been looking for whatever.
And it's been my pleasure to watch Nancy Pelosi not be able to manage those young folks full of vinegar and other things.
Oh, yes.
That she just can't control them, and she's tried to hold them back because she's got the experience of knowing what happened when Bill Clinton was impeached, which he was, but he was not removed from office. The Senate did not go through and remove him from office because, you know, there were several reasons, one of which many of the people that were involved in trying the case had issues themselves with extramarital relationships, and Clinton was enough of a politician to make sure that they knew that they would be exposed on those issues, and so there was some big boy politics involved there, but also I think at the end of the day, people realize that removing a president is a very serious, serious business. And, you know, that's maybe why we've only had two impeached in the history of the country. And Andrew Johnson was impeached simply because he was a Tennessean and followed Abraham Lincoln as president.
Right, and they tried to impeach him over a cabinet position.
Exactly, and it was bogus.
Yeah, and that wouldn't have gone anywhere. It's interesting, and we don't have time to get into the whole history of impeachment, but one funny thing is James Madison, when they're coming up in the Constitutional Convention, he said, oh, we can't have impeachment be just for what he called maladministration. Because, you know, oh, I just disagree. He's just bad at the job, which is very subjective. But the first Congress... George Washington is, you know, making appointments and whatnot. Madison's in that Congress and goes, we need to impeach him for maladministration. I love how we go to the founders and I respect them dearly. Read the Federalist Papers.
Yeah.
But it's funny how they weren't exactly...
They're human too.
Yeah.
And they're inconsistent.
Yeah, I remember being in class one day and it's like, oh, no founder would ever do what W has done with the Patriot Act. And, you know, I'm not a fan of the Patriot Act. No, but no founder would have done this. I'm like... You do not remember the presidency of John Adams?
Right.
An alien
and
sedition act?
He was, well, what about Abraham Lincoln suspending habeas corpus?
There you go. Yeah, and they forget often what the riots in the North that going on over the draft. And yeah, it's just fascinating periods in our history, and I think we often get too much of the elementary school account.
Civics.
Yeah, and we could look into a lot more detail what a complicated, fascinating history we come from. But here, there's some folks already on the phone. 272-9228. We think Trump is sitting pretty, folks.
Oh, I think he's going to be reelected overwhelmingly, in my opinion.
He's making the Democrats look more radical, more leftward. The face of the party is now Schiff, Nadler, AOC, and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. And also, he's knocking out Joe Biden with this whole thing
I think Biden's going to be collateral damage when it's over with.
Yeah, I think so, too. But let's go to the phones. 272-9228. Who's this? You're on there.
Hey, it's Bear.
Hey, Bear, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, and I heard earlier when I was on my way to class about the impeachment of Trump, and I'm just like, what are you going to impeach him for? What crime has he committed to be impeached?
He's not a Democrat. That's the crime. That's what they've got in their mind.
He was exposing...
Not being a Democrat is now a crime.
Yeah, exposing Joe Biden's corruption is an attack on our democracy.
apparently. And another thing, the re-election of Trump, I mean, the economy is good. Our misery rate's, like, pretty... low, if I'm remembering correctly. And so, yeah, we're likely to either re-elect Trump or put another Republican in the House, because usually when the economy is good, we tend to re-elect the whatever party is in the House.
Well, I think not.
And this is, you know, 12th grade economics right here.
I don't think, not only will he be re-elected, I think that the House will flip and go Republican too.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy will go back to being a backbencher.
That's the hope.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Bear, I appreciate you calling and listening. It's not, I'm remembering correctly, you're quite young, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a freshman at AUM.
Well, that's awesome. It's good to hear people younger than me. I don't usually get that every day. That are conservative, indeed.
Everybody's younger than me.
Well, I appreciate it, Bear.
Oh, yeah, and y'all have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Too. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Branch. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. George, listen, man, I really enjoy your show. I'm more of a listener than a caller, but I had to call when you had all my former law partner on there, Alva. Man, I tell you, your guest list, I don't know that it can get better. You might as well just cancel the show now. It's never going to get better than Alva.
You're too kind, brother. You're too kind.
Hey, Liz, no, I really do enjoy the new show with Jack and Joey. It's fun listening to you guys in the morning. Just think the world of Jack, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
It's funny, we're leaving court and we were talking about kind of basically what y'all were talking about. What scares me is just the discord between the radicals who are, I think, pushing Pelosi where she is now, and the right. I've never seen such vile. It's actually scary. I mean, it's getting to the point where, you know, something's got to happen. You're just waiting for, there's a bunch of nuts out here.
Yeah, it's hitting the boiler.
It really is. And at some point, you know, when does it blow? I mean, it's really, we're getting to a really dangerous spot. And I do think that, and, you know, I keep hearing these sound bites, but I think it's true. You know, it's a dangerous situation where two world leaders cannot speak to one another in a private conversation without it being on the news.
Which brings to bear the question, who is listening to the president's phone call?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Was his phone call being monitored by the national
security? Like intelligence agencies? From what I can understand, there are several people on the call, including folks listening live in the Situation Room.
I guess the better question is, who's the one that's taking notes and listening and running out the door to call somebody else and report what's being said, which should not be done, I mean, in the interest of national security. I mean, think about it. If you're the leader of a country and you're an ally of the U.S., and President Trump calls you, seriously, it's like, hey, man, I'll wait till I see you in person, and we'll go to a private spot and we can talk. That's got to be in the back of your mind. And I don't understand why the Democratic leadership doesn't understand how dangerous this is. You know, it was interesting last night. They were showing a clip from when they were impeaching Clinton, and how Pelosi and Nadler were up there just saying what a travesty it was, and we shouldn't do this. It's dangerous for the country. And it's just, you know, it's just incredible, the hypocrisy. And nobody sees that, I guess, except smart people. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. But it's just, and that kind of stuff, and of course, social media, and the social media, I think, is to blame a lot. It just keeps this fire burning, and then you've got the mainstream media as well that it just, you can't believe it's the thing they say. It's disturbing, to say the least. But listen, yeah. I really just called to tell you guys I enjoy listening to you. Alvin, my friend, love him like a brother.
Thank you, same,
family, really.
Appreciate
it. Love your show, my man. Y'all
appreciate
doing a great
it,
job.
Thank you.
Really
thank you, Branch.
See y'all
you
have
soon.
A great one.
You too. Yeah, that's a great call. And from what Branch said there at the end, all the hypocrisy and everything going on, I've learned the difficult way. Here's what makes sense of all of this. I was telling you this off air. Is just think about what's their number one motivation? It's to win.
Sure.
Win power.
Sure.
And it helps make sense of everything. If you just remember, they're honest people. They'll try to win and be honest while doing it. But at the end of the day, a lot of, especially these national figures, are willing to really stretch the truth in order to win.
Well, not only that, they're willing to risk national security. If you're willing to have an open border and allow anybody in the country simply to strengthen your voting base to maintain power, then you don't care about the condition of the republic.
Right.
If you don't care about the security of the country, you would rather have your personal power than the nation be secure and strong. And I think that is absolutely treasonous.
Well, and I'm wondering where these Democrats actually differ with Trump, like the ones that have a chance. Joe Biden and Obama, I mean, the border was porous, but they deported a lot of people, too.
Record number. President Obama deported more individuals than any president in the history of the country until certain people got to him his last 2 years in office and said, you need to declare a moratorium because you're hurting the Democratic voter base by not allowing illegal individuals in. I don't think illegal individuals ought to be in the country in the first place. Secondly, they ought not to be entitled to public assistance. And thirdly, they certainly shouldn't be able to allowed to participate in the election process.
Amen on all fronts. And actually, I'm all for legal, robust allowance of immigration as long as you aren't immediately jumping on those welfare rolls. And it's the classic Milton Friedman statement. You can't have open borders and a welfare state. And I'm all for people. Like, we have a surplus of jobs now. And so if we need to fill those jobs, fine. I think it's like 7 million jobs aren't filled right now. The economy's so good. So if we can bring in high-skilled people that aren't going to be dependent on the government, sure, let's do that. But there does need to be a security check. There does need to be all these things in place. The system needs to be reformed, and there have been all sorts of bills put forth by people like Senator Lindsey Graham and whatnot for years now that we could actually get something done, but the Democrats in Congress, and this is what Trump's going to run on, are just in, well, they have a fixation. if you will, not on sucking their thumb, but a fixation on impeaching this president. And it's, I think it's going to bite him in the tail, like we've been saying. But we got to hit another break here, Alva. You're listening to News and Views. Joey Clark. Jack Campbell had to, well, he's a big television star.
Yes.
But Alva Lambert is here in studio with me. And this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship, Alva, I think.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back for this.
Oh, darling, I'm so lonely.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
It's time for the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on the Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway of the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
From the Fox Business Network, the National Transportation Safety Board is issuing several recommendations to Boeing after participating in the investigation into crashes of two of its 737 MAX jets. Federal safety officials want Boeing to look into how cockpit confusion can slow the response of pilots who are dealing with the kind of problem that likely caused two airlines to crash in the past year. They say many alarms competing for pilots' attention can result in the pilots not responding as quickly as intended. The British Parliament's Business Committee is investigating the collapse of Thomas Cook, the travel company. It wants to question the management over issues such as executive pay and accounting. Pier 1 Imports lost more money than expected in its summer quarter. Its sales declined and it has been stepping up discounts. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The heat is on for the next several days, and that spells some record heat. Today, high temperature in the upper 90s. We should easily break the record of 94 from 2016. Rain chances are about 10% today and really the next few days. Then tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, high temperatures in the upper 90s each day, and that takes us through the end of the month. And each day, record highs should be either tied or broken. That's going to be an incredible string of records, and the rain chances remote right on through Monday at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark here. Jack Campbell is out today because, well, he's a big TV star filming a television program. Alva Lambert is here, though, and this part of the program is brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and her staff over at Alabama Home Mortgage stand ready to help you with buying your first home or refinancing your current home. Kim called yesterday, and she makes this fantastic point. Christmas is right around the corner, folks. So especially if you're sitting there on a mortgage that you haven't refinanced in a while, go give Kim Williams and her team a call, 567-4223, 567-4223, in order to see what your options are. Maybe she could help you out and give you a little extra cash for all those Christmas gifts and have a very, very Merry Christmas indeed. But they can do much more than that. And here's the great thing about Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. She is not going to, well, blow smoke anywhere at you. She is going to give you the hard truth, even if it means, you know, you're not ready for a refinancing. You're not ready for a mortgage. You got to get your situation better. That has happened with several people I know, actually, and they find themselves in a better situation later. When you go to Kim Williams and her team, they are going to help you no matter your situation and give you the honest truth. So don't take out an additional loan for home improvements or additions when you can easily refi, pull out equity to, again, renovate that home or pay for some of these big Christmas gifts upcoming. So call Alabama Home Mortgage today. Kim Williams and her team, 567-4223, 567-4223, or visit them on the web at alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 158638. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. What do you say we go back to the phones, Alva?
That sounds good.
Let's go to Duke. He's been very patient. Hey, Duke.
Hey, Joey, how are you?
Doing well, doing well.
I was getting ready for work this morning, and I was watching some of this. And it just made my blood boil. And, you know, I'm going to be out in this heat all day. And they're sitting up there wasting time and money. And if this doesn't get Trump's base riled up, I don't know what will. Oh, and if he loses next, you know, in 2020, this country's going to be in a world of hurt.
Well, it'll be gone is what it'll be.
Yep, it's a very defining moment in history, that's for damn sure. But anyway.
And of course, the most critical thing is to keep the presidency and keep the Senate, because that way you control the third branch of government, the judiciary.
Right.
Yes, sir. Did you say you were from Clayton?
No, I am born in Andalusia and grew up in Dothan. But,
okay.
But I participated in a play that was in Clayton called Wallace the Clayton Years, and I played Governor Wallace in that play.
Okay. You didn't know Al Carroll, did you?
I'm sure.
He had a farm in Barber County.
Okay. I know the name.
Yeah.
Dempsey Boyd and a lot of good Barber Countyans and Billy Beasley and Rebecca Beasley and even Jerry came from Clayton. Of course, he's in Montgomery now.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm enjoying the show and listening, bud.
Thank you.
Thank you, dude.
Have a good day.
You're from Andalusia. That's where my dad's dad is from.
Is that right?
His name's Ray Clark.
Okay.
And Ferristine was his sister. There's so many. I did a lot of trips down to the old farmhouse, and they eventually built, like, this essentially country mansion right next to the old farmhouse.
Right.
They kept the old farmhouse there.
What part of town is it in?
It's been ages, to be honest with you. And, when you're a kid and you're going through those cotton fields, you're like, oh, where am I? But I enjoyed it.
You know, cotton's a lot more drought resistant than peanuts are, and I understand there be a lot of cotton that was planted this year, and wisely so, because
yes.
I bet they consulted with the almanac what to put in rotation, because we have got an awful drought.
Indeed we do, and not to mention all the trade problems going on. It's it's tough for farmers. It's tough anyway when you don't have these extra.
We're
going
to beat China. I want to hear you do it.
China. We're going to beat China. Yeah, we're going to win. We're going to win until you get tired of winning, okay? The farmers understand. They love me. I love farmers. They love Trump.
Oh, I thought that was the queen of the IQ, Maxine Waters, at one time.
Lord.
Oh, she makes my...
Yeah, oh, and
she insults your intelligence.
And then I love the hats of Sheila Jackson Lee.
She's a fine one.
The other day she said that she held an AR-15 that felt like she was carrying like 10 boxes of paper. So I'm like, what? No, an AR weighs like 7.5 pounds or something.
It's very light.
Like, what the? Some of these folks who want to regulate us, they should at least know what they're talking about if they want to regulate it. Just at least do us that service. My goodness.
Or have a I don't know, some IQ qualification to be in Congress.
Indeed. Well, I don't know. It's always up to the people to vote, though, so I don't know of that. Anyway, let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hey, Joey. Thank you for taking my call.
No, have an IQ requirement to vote.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, that's a questionable situation up in Congress.
Yeah.
I need to ask a question. You correct me if I'm wrong.
All right.
This gentleman heard what Trump said through somebody else who heard it from somebody else who heard it from somebody else.
Right.
And may have heard it from somebody else.
And he's claiming that they tried to hide the records of the calls, so they were covering it up, and it's pretty salacious allegations, but I don't know how much meat is actually on the bones.
I thought hearsay was not acceptable in legal situations.
Well, that's in a criminal proceeding. This is
all this political. So it's there's no jeopardy.
So anything goes.
Yeah, I mean, in politics, of course.
Yeah, hearsay is the lifeblood of politics.
Yeah. We're gonna get him reelected no matter what, and if they mess with him too much, I'm afraid we all may have to make a trip to Washington.
That's my biggest point, by the way. And it's actually during the impeachment of Clinton and the trial in the Senate, Robert Byrd, of all people, stood up and said, I think Clinton's guilty. I think he did all the things he's accused of, but I don't think it'd be right for the country right now to convict him and throw him out of office. And even if you think Trump's guilty, and I don't think he is, if the big crime is that he was investigating corruption, so he's corrupt, I think that's a bit absurd. But if your point, if the Democrats are trying to bring the country together and restore faith in our institutions and democracy, all that happy talk, I don't think impeachment's going to lead to that point.
There's no actual guideline on impeachment. You can impeach the president for sneezing or for entirely political purposes, which this is a skirting. I mean, obviously, there's no factual basis for it, so it is political. They're trying to mask it as a factual reason, but it is political. So therefore, it's always best to, and I heard Professor Dershowitz last night say that it's a very dangerous thing to treat impeachment so frivolously.
Yes, it is very dangerous indeed. And Dershowitz, let's remind folks, is a Democrat. He supported Hillary Clinton.
A hardcore Democrat.
Yes.
Who said Jimmy Carter was too conservative.
Yeah. Joey, enjoying the change and the show and the setup and everything. I appreciate what you're doing, and I hope you keep being successful.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Amy, and I looking forward to being in Montgomery.
Is there a malaise somewhere?
Yeah,
malaise. We'll be right back, folks. All these voices are now coming out of my head here. But no, we'll be right back. You're listening to News and Views. Joey Clark, Alva Lambert in studio. 272-9228 if you want to join in on the conversation.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, Choose Worth Cleaners.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Let's fit some calls in here. The number is 272-9228. If you hear a busy signal, it's because, well, we got a full board of calls. Let's go to East of the Rockies. Hey, East, how you doing?
Hey, doing well. I'm enjoying your guest. Albert, you grew up in Dothan, did you?
I sure did.
Yeah, I did too, man. You live on Selma Street.
I know where Selma Street. I grew up in Cloverdale community.
Okay.
Went to Cloverdale.
Yeah.
In fact, they just closed. This is the first year they've closed elementary, Cloverdale Elementary School.
That's sad. I went there myself. We used to live on Carroll Street down the road.
Well, we were neighbors because I was two blocks off Carroll.
There you go. Well, I wanted to say something. One of your callers asked if you knew Mr. Bennett Carroll, and he was a World War II hero, spent his 18th birthday on Saipan coming out of a landing craft, and spent his 20th birthday coming out of a landing craft at Iwo, was about a mile from where they raised the flag. He was a Marine, and his schoolhouse that he attended, grades 1 through 12, is down at Old Alabama Town now. That one-room schoolhouse used to be on his farm. So that's a Barber County hero right there, if there ever was one.
Absolutely.
Look, I wanted to ask you a question, though. You know, we grew up listening to Charles Woods, and I'm excited about his son's candidacy here in Montgomery. But Shorty Price, can you answer a question about him?
I can try.
Okay. Is it true that he had to run for governor or run for office in order to keep his inheritance?
That is a urban legend. There was no inheritance to have, as far as I understand. I mean, what kind of? I do know some folks that are of means that came from Louisville, but the Prices were not one of those. so I,